He's probably doing.
He's probably going over.
Good morning. Will you please stand?
First thing this morning, we have a Tom. Are you out there? Yeah, he's there. You'd like to talk to us this morning, right? Okay.
Good morning. You have in front of you a invitation to the Education for the 21st Century. This is a Friday and Saturday event that is being co-sponsored by a number of organizations and agencies. And I'm coming to you with a personal invitation to attend this. On the cover it says, working together to create the learning opportunities that students and adults deserve, a workplace expects, and a democracy requires. And I'm giving you this invitation because we're asking business and community leaders to attend the Friday night function. And Dr. Paul Nussbaum is going to be the presenter. He's a international speaker, talks about the aging process, talks about what we can do to keep our minds active as we go through the different maturing stages of our life. But most importantly, he is going to talk about how communities stay vibrant and alive and what they can do to work together. And so the theme and the point of putting this weekend together is we're bringing in Dr. Nussbaum to talk to the business and the community people so that we can formulate and begin dialogue of what it needs to have the education community and the business community working together so that we can produce productive, vibrant citizens for our community. On Saturday, we're very excited to have a speaker coming in, another nationally known speaker, Liz Kuzmich. And Liz is going to be speaking. We have over 600 teachers that have signed up for the Saturday event. And basically, she is going to be talking to the teachers about incorporating workplace common everyday language into their classrooms. And that's been a missing link because most often teachers are mandated and teach to the text or to the test, and they leave a lot of the language that young people need to hear that are part of everyday workplace talk. And Liz is going to talk to the teachers how to incorporate that into their everyday lessons, because young people need to start at early ages to understand their responsibilities as citizens and what they need to do to make sure that they are going to go through the school system and understand that a work will be part of their life, and they need to understand the language of that, and Liz will help the teachers promote that. This is a big weekend that we're going to be kicking off. It's coming up here in just a couple weeks, and we encourage you to attend the Friday night function and partner with us in this endeavor as we continue to make efforts to close that gap so that we can produce young people that are able to step right into jobs that are available in our county and like we say, become productive citizens. And I spoke to you not too long ago about the importance of education. I mean, the young people, they're our future, and our democracy and our communities depend on an educated citizenry. And I, at the time, hadn't had these superintendent medallions, these awards, hadn't been completed yet, and they're finished now, and I want to give each of you one of these medallions to show our appreciation at the county office of your support for, most importantly, valuing education, not just in our community, but throughout the state and nation, because without an educated youth, our democracy that we know will not exist. And so for your support of valuing education, I'd like to present each of you with one of our superintendent medallions.
So thank you, Tom. I don't know about the second part of your presentation, but aging can be the pit.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you on Friday night. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. The second thing, we have employee service awards for 30 years of service. Cynthia, okay, Jeff, you're going to present this?
Morning. Excuse me. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My pleasure to recognize Cindy Shaw this morning for her 30 years of service to Stanislaus County and its residents. Cindy started with the county in 1977. She was a typist clerk, too, for the department, then Department of Social Services. She transferred to what was then the CETA program in 1980. I don't know how many of you remember the CETA program, but it was one of the predecessors to the Workforce Investment Act program that we operate under now. She's been a typist clerk 3 for us, and now she is the confidential assistant 3 for the department. It's hard to believe that Cindy is old enough to have actually worked 30 years for the county. I still think that she probably started when she was 12 years old and lied about her age when she applied. She just doesn't act or look like she's old enough to have worked for 30 years. Cindy is a wealth of knowledge. We can always go to her for information about county policies and procedures. She has all the background information that every department needs. Everybody wants to have somebody like her that she can go to, and she knows that information off the top of her head. She is very handy to be able to go to Cindy when we do some brainstorming and we have a great new idea about a new program or a new way of doing business, and we run it by her, and she can say, well, we tried that back in 1983 and it didn't work. Or she could say, yeah, that one might, we haven't tried that one yet, let's give it a shot. So she's a wealth of knowledge. She's shown complete dedication to the department and our mission and goals. And she's actually outlasted 6 directors of the department, and the way she's going, she might outlast the 7th. So I just want to say congratulations to Cindy and her family, and she's got a bunch of her co-workers here to support her today, and I think that says a lot.
Thank you. Is it on? No, it's not on. Cynthia, it's my pleasure this morning to present the 30-year award. You went through 6 of them already? Okay. At that rate, she might outlast this whole board. But on behalf of myself and this board, I'll make sure certificate. Would you like to say a word or two? Just yell it out.
It's been a long road, but it's been enjoyable. I've enjoyed working with them. And I worked for them for quite a few years now.
Well, you might not last at all, then.
The second one we have this morning for 25 years of service, Patty Dietrich.
Good morning, Chairman Mayfield, members of the board, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Doring. I'm Patrice Dietrich, the interim director for the Community Services Agency, and it is my great pleasure to be here this morning to introduce you to one of our longtime employees, Ms. Amelia Vizcaiano. Amelia began her career with us in 19...
Wait. Slow it down a little bit. So I can, you're speaking too fast.
Okay.
Let's do it again. Okay.
Ms. Amelia Vizcaiano, who we are recognizing this morning for her 25 years of service to Stanislaus County. She began her career with the Community Services Agency in 1982, and she started as a bilingual clerk, too, in the Income Maintenance Division, which is now known as StanWorks. Amelia's first job with the county was to operate our 40-line phone directory, which was an old switchboard-style phone system. And from there, after dealing with the 40-line challenge of all the calls coming in at the same time, she progressed through the typist clerk series and in 1988 switched over to the eligibility worker position. The majority of her career has been focused on Medi-Cal and food stamp programs. In 1992, she served as a trainer for the Medi-Cal training unit and was promoted to an eligibility worker 3 in that same year. For the past 17 years, Ms. Vizcaino has served as a lead worker at our outstation facility located at the Health Service Agency on Scenic Avenue. She serves customers at that facility, and along with her team, they travel throughout the county taking Medi-Cal and food stamp applications at multiple sites, which include clinics in Houston, Riverbank, Oakdale, Newman, Crow's Landing, Patterson, and Wesley. As a result of her dedication, many individuals in need of medical treatment have access to these services. She has great expertise in the field of Medi-Cal eligibility, excellent performance, and she's been instrumental in assisting our agency in attaining excellent ratings on Medi-Cal audits, which are done annually by the Department of Health Care Services. In addition to her clinic assignments, Amelia has served on multiple work groups, which include the Safety Committee, the Healthy Families Task Force, the Medi-Cal Technical Team, our Citizenship Work Group, and the Medi-Cal Training Academy. Throughout her career, she's been recognized for the excellent work she's performed in all aspects of her job. She's received numerous letters from customers recognizing her for her commitment to them and her high standard of program accuracy. We have 3 words that we believe describe Amelia: kind, caring, and compassionate. She takes a personal interest in her coworkers and her customers. She loves her work, and she refers to her coworkers as her family away from her family. I'd like to thank her for her service and look forward to her continuing her career with us. Thank you very much.
Amelia. Amelia, the only reason I slowed Patty down, I wanted to get the full effect, okay? On behalf of the... Is it working again? Is it working? I don't think so. Anyway, on behalf of the board and myself, your 25-year certificate... And I'd like to say you can talk into this. Here you go. You can talk into this thing. Maybe it'll work. Okay. Here we go.
I just want to say that I'm happy working there. I do love my job. It is my family away from my family, and I hope I can be there another 25 years.
Thank you. This is a public comment period. I have two people would like to speak. Miguel?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Miguel Donoso, and I live in Modesto area. You have a letter already in front of you. The one for U.S. Tom, Chairman of the Board. It's with regard to the CDBG funds annual period time to make comments. You can see we have 3 points, and you have 2 letters, meaning 2 letters that be signed by 2 different groups in the community. In regard to the request of the budget, in regard to the public service, the federal government allowed to have 15%, and we are requesting from 12 to 14% for the public service. And letter B, we have the 2 areas, the Municipal Advisory Council, they call MAC. We want to recommend that the Berkhart area continue the funding for the problem with the sidewalk and gutters in the area. And the other one is regard to the Parkland community, that we need to continue to finish the work in that area that's not finished. And the letter C is regard to the citizen participation. We feel that the staff not doing the job according to the needs of the technical assistance for the public, the specific a week or 3 days before the regular meetings. It means when you go to the meetings, the staff will give you a big information package, the same as like maybe the board supervisor. but the reading is very difficult to understand because there's a lot of technical phrases regard to the government process. They have to do the grants and everything. So we need more very simple reading the way the citizen can understand. And more important than anything else is the, to have the package in your house or somebody to help you to understand what really CDBG funds is regard to the process or allow to citizen to do a participation. But the bilingual is not there. We feel this need to have a bilingual interpretation, not the staff that interpreted what the package is there, but to interpret the process, how the CDBG funds is work, and how you can be participants in the citizen participation area. So you have this letter, and we going to take it to the field office of Fresno, and one in the regional office in San Francisco. The second item, Mr. Chairman, is the regard to the newspaper. Modesto B, the March 28th. I have a meeting where we participate with Mr. Jimmy Martini, called the Max, in the South Modesto. And that night, I request to him that the Fairview Park in that area is very dangerous for the families. Specifically, we have a high concentration of drug abusers. We have a high concentration of gang members. And not only that, but very dangerous for the families to go over there and have a recreation activities. And it's very dangerous. So the next 2 days, the next day, that was the 22nd, we make the presentation. And the 28th was the shooting. So that proved to you that the activities is there. And we hope that the county, to the executive director, send the public workers to see what is the problem in the park and to have more security for the park. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Miguel. Deborah? Harper?
Good morning. My name is Deborah Harper, and I still reside in Modesto, sort of. I'm here to speak directly to County Council and each council member. Thank you. I'm here to request immediate access to the public library.
I can't hear you. Get the microphone and I'll close it to you.
I'm here to request immediate access to the public library. I have been inappropriately suspended for the second time. I've made several requests and have actually documented factual information that should have reversed the decision before now. The suspension is over in June, and I'd like today to request immediate access to that library if I can get that right now. Is that possible?
Kathy, can you get this?
Unfortunately, the rules were set by the library, and we're strictly enforcing those rules in this particular case. Ms. Harper had the opportunity to make particular appeals of that decision when made, and nothing was come of that. At this time, our office's recommendation to the library would be to continue that restriction in force until the termination date. If Ms. Harper would like to contact our office, I'd be glad to communicate with her and the library to see if some accommodations could be made. But I would not hold any hope out at this particular time, given the past circumstances.
Would you like to talk to the county council at some point?
Okay. At this point, also in the verbiage that you just used, the language that you just used, there is a clear conflict of interest, and there is a retaliatory element to this suspension, the use of the word hope. And I want to point out now clearly a conflict of interest with, respectfully, our county sheriff, Adam Christensen, and our probation, Gary Powers, in relation to the word hope, which is also Hope Sandoval. It's an unresolved issue that has been pending, and it is the reason that I am currently homeless and have been homeless and experiencing these false suspensions. Yes, if I could get your business card with your email on it, I would like to obtain that today. and also note to the county and the public that there is a pending conflict of interest and there is a tremendous amount of retaliation that has put me into my homeless situation. I am not a rehabilitative issue. I am not a mental health issue. I am a conflict of interest and a mistake issue in this community, and I have been peacefully trying to bridge communication gaps and peacefully attempt to correct these mistakes. So it is now on public record, and I will diligently and peacefully continue to bridge any gaps and correct the issues so they can be dealt with appropriately. This may even include a conflict of interest with our current DA. Thank you.
Deborah, why don't you stick around after the meeting? You can meet with Jack and set up time, okay? Okay, we have the consent calendar. Anybody would like to pull anything off or add anything? Not add it, postpone it off, okay? Seeing no one?
I'd like to move approval of the consent calendar.
Okay, we have to move approval.
I'll second that.
And do you mark any second? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Pass. 5-0. We go down to B5, I believe it is. Approval to enter into a joint exercise of power agreement with the cities of Modesto, Oakdale, and Riverbank for route adoption for the North County Corridor Transportation Expressway. Stan?
Yeah, ma'am. Good morning, Chairman Mayfield, Supervisors, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Doering. And my name is Stan Reisen. I'm with the Chief Executive Office. And joining me at the staff table this morning is Mr. Matt Machado, our County Public Works Director. We're here before you this morning to request your approval of the county entering into a formal joint powers authority agreement with the cities of Modesto, Oakdale, and Riverbank for the purpose of developing a precise alignment for Northern County Corridor Expressway. In 2006, the Stanislaus Council of Governments, commonly referred to as STANCOG, entered into a contract with Nolte and Associates to prepare a feasibility study of an east-west transportation corridor in the northern part of our county. Upon completion of that feasibility study, it was determined that the next step would be to complete a project study report. A project study report is Caltrans' standard mechanism for initiating a project and allows you to determine a scope, a schedule, and a cost. You'll remember that I was before you several months ago to request the county participate with the cities of Modesto, Oakdale, and Riverbank in contributing $30,000 towards the preparation of that PSR. The PSR now is essentially complete and will be presented to the STANCOG Policy Board on April 9th. And so we begin discussions of what the next step in the process of this project would be. The next step is what's called PAMED, which stands for Project Approval and Environmental Document. In meeting with the cities to determine what was the best mechanism to proceed through this next PAMED stage, it was determined that a joint powers authority would be the best vehicle to help get us to this point in the project. This model was successfully used by the cities of Brentwood, Antioch, and Oakley in concert with Santa Clara County in developing the State Route 4 bypass project. Last year, Supervisors Grover and O'Brien participated in a field trip to the city of Brentwood where they talked with leaders about their joint powers authority. And these two supervisors were very instrumental in working with the local leaders from our cities and STANCOG and further developing this approach. The Joint Powers Authority as presented in this agreement would be composed of two directors appointed by the county and one director from each of the three cities. The County Public Works Director would serve as the authority manager. The County Auditor Controller as the auditor as the authority controller, and the County Treasurer as the authority treasurer. I'd like to thank Nick Krosnick, Ron Freitas, and Matt Machado, who assisted in working with the cities and drafting the language contained in the agreement before you this morning. This agreement is scheduled to go to the Modesto City Council this evening and to the Oakdale City Council next Monday. The Riverbank City Council has already granted the mayor authority to enter into the agreement. It's our understanding that the staff from all three cities are recommending approval of the agreement. At this point, I'd like to turn the microphone over to Matt Machado, who will be serving as the authority manager to discuss the next steps and answer any questions you might have.
I had to look twice to see if that was Matt Michelle.
It's my disguise look for now.
Okay.
It will grow back, though, I assure you. Thank you, Stan. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Doring. As Stan mentioned, we are anticipating the JPA to be approved by the second week of April. With the execution of the JPA, the authority will proceed upon some key elements. Some of those key elements will be the selection of the directors, development of a meeting schedule, development of procedures and guidelines, and development of a budget. Two developing revenue sources will be key to this budget, the 2008 STIP and the countywide PFF. It is anticipated that Stan Cog will process an FTIP amendment to include the North County Corridor Expressway Project. We will then be positioned for the May 29th CTC meeting, which will approve the 2008 STIP program. The North County Corridor Expressway is being recommended for $6.2 million of STIP funding. In parallel with the STIP approval process, it is anticipated that the PFF update will be reviewed and approved. PFF is anticipated to be our local match for the STIP dollars. With an improved budget, the authority will be able to move forward with a contract to complete the task at hand, the PA&ED. I anticipate our first meeting in early May. The agenda will consist of formation, housekeeping items, a request to issue an RFP to begin the PA&ED process, consultant selection process, and the establishment of an agreement with Stan Cog to address funding and programming. With the North County Corridor Expressway project being such an important regional facility, the formation of this JPA is a critical step, and I'm excited and happy to be a part of this project. One item that is not on the agenda today that we'd like to discuss is a request to have Chairman Mayfield appoint two supervisors to become the board, part of the board of directors for this new authority. We'd like to request this now to be part of the standing committee as part of this new authority. With that, I thank you for your time and I'd like to address any questions you may have.
Is there any questions of Matt or Stan? Okay. Well, see you. Okay, come on over.
Thank you, sir. My name is Miguel Donoso, sir, and I wonder what the joint power agreement, in any item is in that power agreement regard to the affirmative action according to the federal and state guidelines or the money you guys are going to receive. I hope that the under that process, you consider the affirmative action policies as supposed to contract or subcontract with the minorities and different groups to do the job in regard to the labor parts and the contract subcontract. So I hope that you are aware and I hope the director of the agencies know to do that because I'm going to send a letter requesting that information or part that the island and the whatever contract or agreement you're going to do with the different cities, plus whoever is going to be, I'm assuming that Mr. Machado is going to be the executive director, so I hope that you understand what they're really asking in that process. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Miguel. You know, I'm not quite sure we can do that. I mean, this is on a bid basis. I think this would be on a bid basis, wouldn't it?
No, sir.
How's the county council?
There are two aspects that to think about in this regard. One is what we're doing today is forming the Joint Powers Authority,
right,
and governing the preparation of documents, plan lines, those kinds of things to move this vital project ahead. That is not subject to any particular requirements because it's not a, quote, public work of improvement. When it moves into the work of public improvement, under state law, Prop 209 has prohibited the use of any kind of race-based preferences or other types of things like that. However, federal law, if there's federal money attached to this, could have some requirements for various objectives related to those things. So, but that comes at a later phase in the project once it becomes under construction.
Okay, you guys,
now we're just on the first part of that.
Okay. What you're requesting won't be on today. If at some later point, no, I'm not the attorney. If at some later point, when this does become available for bid one way or the other, then you can request that again. But I don't think it's mandatory, Miguel.
Well, it's mandatory because the federal money channeled to the state, and the state channeled to the counties. So under that process, that's my request, sir.
Hey, I don't know. I'm not really up on all of the federal laws as far as whether you have to give it to a minority contractor or not. Okay, I would think it would be a fair base. It would be a fair request for bid. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to send the letter anyway. Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Okay. Seeing no one wanted to speak. Do you want that committee appointed right now before we pass this?
I would take an action first.
Okay, let's take an action first. I need a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the factor.
Okay, Bill O'Brien made a motion, and who seconded it?
Second.
Jeff Grover seconded it. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried 5-0. Now I get to appoint the committees, okay? With all my powers. Okay. Well, let's see what I can do. Let's see, I can take D. Martini.
Mr. Chairman, I think the two supervisors have that district.
Lighten up a little bit, Mark.
Okay.
He gets to serve on math, and I get to serve on math.
My gosh, it brings out the best of all, doesn't it? Okay. Bill, would you like to be on that committee?
Absolutely, sir.
Okay. Jeff, would you like to be on that committee?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to move that Bill O'Brien and Jeff Grover be on that committee to work with you people, and we go from there, okay?
Mr. Chairman, if I could add a short comment.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, whatever, you're finished.
Well, I wasn't quite done yet. Do we
need
to vote on that?
Go right ahead.
Sure. Okay. We don't need to vote on that, so it's done.
Okay.
Okay. Now.
Thank you. I just would like to comment that in the last few months, the opportunity for a South County corridor has presented itself. And I think this is an excellent template, including the JPA and everything we've been working through to go forward with a similar entity with Turlock, Newman, Patterson, and the representatives from District 5 and District 2, and just reproduce this and move forward as fast as we can on that. So I look forward to supporting that if Jim and Tom want to move it forward.
Okay, with that, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we go down to correspondence, looks like.
Yes.
Get on the correspondence.
This board has received a Form 10-K of Covanta Holding Corporation for the year ended December 31st, 2007 for the Santa Claus Waste to Energy Financing Agency and the Covanta Santa Claus, Inc.
Refer this to the Department of Environmental Resources.
This board has received a claim as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claim and refer to the Chief Executive Office, Risk Management Division. Is there any Board of Supervisors report this morning? Seeing none, any legislative, physical, and management report from a chief executive officer?
Just one informational item. We have received a request from Senator Denham to support Senate Bill 1663, for which he is the author. It relates to waste tire hauling and ag-related businesses. But we'll be bringing this back to you at our next board meeting. It provides an exemption from the hauler requirements for those agriculturalists who are hauling their own tires for not-for-profit purposes for disposal. And I'll bring that back to you at a later time for your consideration.
So we'll get the details later on?
Yes, you will.
Okay. Anything else? We're adjourned.
All right.